The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she'll speak with Nauru's president for a second time about Australia's concerns over the deteriorating situation in the Pacific nation. President Barron Wonga is in Sydney today, and Ms. Bishop has told the ABC she'll question him about law and order and natural justice. But a former magistrate expelled from the country last year says any assurances given by Nauru's government can't be trusted. Tom Nightingale reports.
Pacific power brokers are meeting today at a hotel on Sydney's Macquarie Street. Nauru's president, Barron Wonga, is in for some tough questions on what some see as his country's breakdown in law and order. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, spoke to the ABC's AM program this morning.
We are concerned. That's why I'm raising it. I mean, if it were purely a domestic issue and Australia had no interest in it, I wouldn't have raised it with him. We want an update on the prosecution of the opposition members of Parliament, and we want to ensure that this is all done openly and transparently and in a way that is accountable to the international community.
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Murray McCulley has made no secret he'll raise issues this week. The island nation's political turbulence has been bigger news in New Zealand. Last week, the National Parliament voted unanimously to express concern. Peter Law now works as a solicitor in New South Wales. Until last January, he was Nauru's only magistrate.
Well, the rule of law in Nauru is non-existent. It's a government which is, if you like, out of control.
In the past month or so, two opposition MPs have been held in custody. Another has been arrested, and a fourth has had his passport seized. They're all in trouble after a protest outside Nauru's parliament, sparked by accusations the president and powerful justice minister were bribed by an Australian phosphate company. Both deny the allegations. The Australian Federal Police is investigating.
They are alarming developments in which the government of Australia, the government of New Zealand, carry some responsibilities.
Do you think the Australian government should accept the word of the Nauruan president?
Well, the difficulty is that these assurances from the president, from the government of Nauru, have been given before. They gave those assurances last year after they interfered with the judiciary. The government of New Zealand received assurances that they would comply with the rule of law. They continue to state that they comply with the rule of law, but that is simply not the case. That's simply not happening. What we're seeing is that MPs' passports have been cancelled, that there's an arbitrary abuse of power, and that the freedom of movement by MPs has been severely curtailed.
Well, where does that leave things then? If an assurance is being sought, but you say it's just empty words.
Well, I think that the government will have to do more than just simply try to seek assurances. They'll have to perhaps, through the Pacific Forum, they can work in a unified fashion. They really need some sort of monitoring group that can negotiate and try and get some results from the government of Nauru. Now, that will require some muscle, if you like, some backup.
Peter Law says a court hearing in the past month illustrates what he's worried about.
What alarmed me was that when the current magistrate was considering a bail application by two members of Parliament who'd been charged during the recent demonstration. During that hearing, the Speaker of Parliament of Nauru, Honourable Ludwig Scotty, attended the courthouse and sat through that hearing. Now, I think that doesn't send a very good message in terms of any understanding of the separation of powers, the separation of the judiciary, and the separation of Parliament. It was the Speaker who banned these members of Parliament.
Australia is Nauru's biggest donor and could qualify or reduce foreign aid. The opposition's Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Matt Thistlethwaite, isn't pushing the government to do anything without consultation.
What is important, I think, is that Australia and other nations through the Pacific Islands Forum work in a consultative framework and manner with the Nauruan government to ensure that the rule of law is upheld.
The Pacific Islands Forum wraps up this afternoon.
Tom Nightingale reporting.